expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you so much for listening.
The mission of Lighting a Scene and Mission Impossible is, well, no impossible mission. Difficult, maybe. Complex, perhaps. But impossible. Well, no. That was my opening line to my Lighting and Grip presentation on the 1996 film Mission Impossible, starring, como se dice, Tom Cruise. The mission of lighting a scene in Mission Impossible as well. Pause for dramatic effect. No impossible mission. Difficult, maybe. Complex, perhaps. But impossible. 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 Why are you all the way down there? Impossible. 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 Impossible? I mean, yeah, people are gonna die, and that's, like, terrible. But, like, impossible? Well, no. Can we get a little bit of action, a little bit of reaction for the hook? The hook, the hanger that was presented on approximately 10:30 a.m. on a Monday morning approximately 2 weeks ago. The mission of lighting a scene in Mission Impossible. The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plains. The mission of lighting a scene in Mission Impossible is no impossible mission. Difficult. Maybe. Complex. Perhaps, but impossible. Well, no, and the people were smiling. I was looking out into the audience. I was at the metaphorical podium, looking out into the audience. And what was I seeing except for dozens upon dozens of pearly whites, creeping, shining, glistening through the crevices of the cracks of approximately 24 gorgeous, beautiful, mesmerizing lips before me. There was a joy in the air, a breath of love. J'adore, amour dans la bibliothèque. And I was feeling the love in that moment because I was giving funny. It was kind of giving fun. I was giving class presentation. I was giving class presentation. Ever heard of it? Ever heard of it? And then in that moment, don't it always seem to go that when you are diva up, honey, you got another storm coming. Why does it always seem, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got to? Let's wicka wicka the pay paradise and they put up a parking lot. Joni Mitchell never lies. I was there looking at the glistening teeth inside of these beautiful, majestical, curious, insightful, beautiful. Valentina, your smile is beautiful. Beautiful mouths inside this j'adore, amour de la bouche, bibliotheca lips. And I was thinking, we're up. And then I learned the lesson that you learn whenever you're presenting a presentation. You don't need to say a name. You don't need to say, this film was directed by. Because in that moment, you start off sounding off like the president of the United Nations. Saying, hello, everybody. And you are actually the president of the United Nations addressing the Taylor Swift Eras Tour Ticketmaster debacle. You are standing up there going, hey, Ticketmaster, have you ever stopped to think that? It's me? Hi? I'm the problem, it's me? I'm at the United Nations saying, I mean, people? People who need people? This is just a thought. Just a thought. People who need people are the luckiest people in the world. I'm at the United Nations saying, I think if we all stand in the same room, holding hands, with love in our hearts, women, men, and children, and all the other gender appropriations and the binaries and the all the gender appropriations and binaries and LGBT barbecue sauce on my... I think we got to put it in that. I have kind of lost the plot. Where was I? I think we were smiling at the bibliothèque. We were smiling at the library. Right, the cliffhanger. We were diva up. until I learned the lesson that you don't need to say the name. You don't need to say film was directed by. You don't need to say American Society of Cinematographers. You certainly don't need to write in your notes ASC. Why not just write American Society of Cinematographers? Because you could be standing there like Robin Williams. I'm the genie. And then 5 seconds later, that becomes put him in the dungeon and da. Because he's... Because I was mumbling and they were cackling. Those pearly whites were turning into clenched teeth. I'm almost embarrassed to recall it. It was a moment where I learned a lesson that I already knew. And those are kind of the hardest lessons to learn ever. Don't it always seem to go? Joni Mitchell never lies. Embarrassment. In that moment, what was I feeling? Are you not embarrassed? This is really embarrassing. I was feeling a whiff of embarrassment. I like to think that embarrassment is like a choice. Doesn't that make me seem like the cookie of the crumble of the wall? Embarrassment as a choice? Groundbreaking. That makes me sound like I got my cookies all on a tray. I pat myself in the back. I have been treating embarrassment like a choice. I think, you know, I walk around with my shoes. My shoes are practically flip-flops at this point. I could lift down the bottom and stick all four of my fingers and tickle the bottom of the sole of my foot. C'est la vie en rose. My pants, I've been walking around with the pants with the holes in them. My neck hair, blah, 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 blah. I am Chewbacca. My unibrow, I walk around proud at this point. What if I am who I am because I am who I am? When it comes to embarrassment, yes, I tripped on the escalator. Yes, I might smell like deodorant at the sweat tour. And what about it? What if I am who I am because I am who I am, then what? But I do have to say in that moment, I was overcome with a little whiff of embarrassment. What's that? What's that? A hat? Crazy, junky, funky hat. Overstep. Here on Slightly trying to look like Keira Knightley. We've been there. We've done that. We see right through your funky hat. I don't know what it is that compelled me to say, this is the Teeny Bobber podcast. I need to tell you one of the most embarrassing moments of my whole entire life. What is embarrassment? Why do we feel it? Is it a choice? Can we harness embarrassment? Can we keep it tucked away, locked, in lowercase inside a vault? It must have been 2011. Yes, it had to have been 2011. I count my years. If you watched the last episode of the Teeny Bower podcast on Spirit Live. Spirit Live complimentary. I have to say this. Spirit Live complimentary. I knew I was saying Spirit Live Dungeon. Dungeon complimentary. Everything. Every adjective, every noun, every verb. There's a complimentary. There's a derogatory. Spirit Live, always complimentary. Because who else is going to say... Ladies, gentlemen, girls, gals, and as Rihanna said, all the gender binaries and pronouns, make your podcast 25 minutes long, and then take my 29 minute and 2 second podcast and publish it. Spirit Live loves to see the divas win. That was Divas Live. That. Chain, 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 chain of ooze. 2011, 2016. It was 2016, the year after Selena Gomez Revival came out, and it was summer camp, and I was listening to, you guessed it, Revival by Selena Gomez. I dive into the future, but I'm blinded by the sun. I'm reborn in every moment, so who knows what I'll become. I actually wrote that. That was just kind of a thought that I had when I was walking outside, and I was thinking about all those times that I am one with the past, but I'm also part of the future. And that made me think, I dive into the future. And then at that moment, I looked at the sun. And of course, I had to say, but I'm blinded by the sun. We were rock climbing. We were doing rock climbing at the Pan Am Center. Summertime, 2016. I need a one dance, got a Tennessee in my hands. I climbed up that rock tower, bit by little by little by little by more. Those toys added up to be more than the stores. I climbed up all the way to the top and I was nervous. And I said, I'm nervous. And I called down, I'm nervous. I'm scared. I'm scared. And they told me just exactly what Harry Styles told me at the One Direction concert. Sing it to me, Paolo. there I was at the top of the mountain, the top of the rock climbing tower. What do you call it? A rock climbing tower? There I was at the top of the rock climbing tower at the Pan Am Center with my copy of Twilight New Moon in my hand, reading it at the One Direction concert at the top of the rock tower at the Pan Am Center. And I turned down and I said, I'm scared. While Harry Styles at the bottom was singing, Sing It to Me, Paolo. And I said, I'm scared. I want Niall's part, please. And Harry Styles told me, sing it. And so what did the scared little boy do at 11 years old at the very tippy top of the rock tower at the Pan Am Center at 11 years old?
The world can be a nasty place. You know it, I know it, yeah. We don't have to fall from grace. Put down the weapons you fight with.
And at that moment, it's like the wind changed. And everyone down at the bottom, everyone who was halfway through that rock climbing tower, stopped and looked up to see what bird was singing that beautiful song.
Kill him with kindness. Kill him with kindness. Kill him. Kill him. Kill him with kindness. Kill him with kindness. Kill him with kindness.
Everyone stopped. They really took a second to listen to the message that I was sharing. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Now. I am reflecting on that moment as one of the most embarrassing moments of my life. I was 11. What if it was cute? What if it was fun? What did they believe me that? Did they believe for me? Did they believe me for that? Well, yes. Did I deserve it? Perhaps. What if I am who I am because I am who I am? What if I was killing them with kindness at the top of the Rock Tower at the One Direction concert with my copy of Twilight New Moon? Wind in my hair. I was there. What's another embarrassing moment that I've had? I haven't had a lot. I mean, I tripped on the escalator at York Mill Station. I mean, it happens to the best of us. I mean, you call people by their wrong name. You pretend like, whoops, Freudian slip. But the real thing was, I didn't know your name. Now, isn't that just the goop of the gag? The trick of the trade. My name is Bella Hadid. And that's what she said. And you know what? What was that? You might be wondering where I am. I am on the third floor of the RCC. You might be wondering what time it is. It is 11:17 on Monday, March 17th, 2025. You might be wondering how many more minutes I have until I have to submit this podcast as a rough draft to Spirit Live. The answer to that is 43. Wind in my hair. I was there. You might be wondering what happened to get me to this point. Yes, the fire alarm did go off. Yes, it was a drill. Yes, there was a little hiss that sounded like the butcher's knife when a butcher is about to cut through a slice of deli meat. Yes, it did drive me a little bit insane. Yes, I did try lying down on the floor in the computer lab on the third floor in the RCC. Yes, I did record this approximately 20 times. Yes, this is the best take. Yes, I am embarrassed about that. Embarrassment is a choice. I choose not to be embarrassed. I choose not to press stop on this 8-6 recorder. Pikachu, I choose you. Choices. Who's got 'em? Hot dogs, get your hot dogs. Choices, make your choices. Do I make good choices? Let me think about all the choices that I made that brought me to this moment today. Yesterday/this morning, I went to bed at 4 a.m. because I had to edit a video. My philosophy is this. If you have something that you need to do, anything that you sacrifice to get that thing done is no loss. No loss, everything gained. Like Joni Mitchell said, something's lost, but something's gained. Living every day. Something is gained, nothing is lost. I could sleep 20 minutes in 3 days. If I finish a video edit in 3 days on 20 minutes of sleep, I won. Sorry, pause for the burp. Pause for another. I woke up at 6:30 this morning. 6, actually, for a matter of fact. And then I went back to sleep until 6:30. And then I woke up. I showered. I shaved. I put on this clothes. I chose to wear, these shoes that are literally sandals. Do you want to see me, put my fingers through my shoes? I'm not flexible enough for that. I put on these pants, double layered them. So I have these sweatpants under my corduroy print, beige, fluorescent beige. And then I put on my Brat Tour merch, my sweat tour merch, because Troye Sivan was also there. So it's party underneath. And then on top, I put on a button up shirt. So it's party underneath, bureaucracy to the world. Buttons out for the congregation. And I know they love to see it. Shirt tucked into my pants. Sometimes I think about the fact that my mother will say, I mean, you have your own sense of style. I wonder if I ever will look back and think, why was I tucking my shorts into my pants? But right now I think I'm the government. Right now I am the United Nations. Ticketmaster, have you ever stopped to think, it's me? Hi, I'm the problem, it's me? Have you ever stopped to think, what's that? A hat? Crazy, junky, funky hat? At that point, I put on my shoes. My mother asked, do you want a bagel? And I said, is the bagel ready? And she said, well, it'll be ready once you put your shoes on. And I said, well, yes. I ate that buttery bagel on my way to the bus stop. Did I miss the first bus by approximately 10 minutes? By approximately 10 seconds, rather. Well, yes. Did I stand up? Did I get on the next bus? Did I continue on as normal? Did I arrive approximately 10 minutes late to my class? Well, all of the above is true. Am I a boy who tries? I will never deny it. I got on that bus. What did I watch on the bus ride? Charlie's Angels. I watched Charlie's Angels. What did I think? I loved it. Was there a lot of things that I had problems with? Well, yes. What was the gaze? It was very male. The gaze was male. What am I? I'm a boy. I'm a boy. But I think it's different. Because there's something about saying they look gorgeous. And there's another thing about saying, and one thing that I noticed is that all of their hair is just, they all have different hair that just, they'll swap hair colors and da-da. It was a great movie. I liked it. It was gorgeous. There were moments that stopped me dead in my tracks. These are gorgeous girls. It was a gorgeous movie. I was glad to watch it. The travel to school was good. It was quick. It was easy. I arrived to class. It was simple. Class finished. I did a podcast about what? Charlie's Angels. What would you do if I told you that life is a circle? What would you do if I told you that I leave quite an impression? 6 feet, to be exact. After that, I had another class, which was pretty simple. Because it was kind of just a class that was built around homework that I already done. And then I finished another piece of homework. And then I went to my third class of the day. It was pretty simple. But I do have to say, it did leave me with the thought. What is university? Why does it sound like I am eavesdropping on the complexities of the trade negotiations in Naboo? Sometimes I have to ask, do we know what we're talking about? Sometimes I have to ask, are we contributing to this conversation? Or are we raising our hands and speaking? Sounds. Dialects that are foreign and incomprehensible to my ears. I think that we are just saying buzzwords at this point. Can I speak my speak? Are we actually making points? Are you listening to yourself and thinking, I really just ate that? You sound like Rihanna. This one is for all the gender appropriations and binaries. Yes, that's where I remember you from. I still have it. What are we talking about? But that's besides the point. I'm letting you live. Honestly, I think at this point, I'm looking around. Everybody look to the left. Everybody look to the right. 100% of those people don't know how to study. 100 of those people have never bought a textbook. 100 of those people don't know how to write a sentence anymore. I think it's funny because I walk into class. You know, I've said it before. I said it all before and I'll say it again. I show up to school. I wake up in the morning, I put on my pants, and then I put another pant on top of that pant because it's wet winter. I leave my house with my shoes that are practically sandals. I jump from one city to another. I bus to another bus to a subway to another subway to my school. I mean, and what do I do it for? Also that I could shake the hands, kiss the babies. What can I say? I do what I do. I shake the hands. I kiss the babies. You show up. Two open ears. A heart that's ready to listen. And sometimes that's all you can do. Because at the end of the day, you're just eavesdropping on the complex trade negotiations in Naboo. I'm confused. But if you love it, I love it. If you love it, I love that you love it. If you love it, then say love you on Rose, I suppose. If you love it, then what's that? It's a hat. It's a crazy, junky, funky hat. Overslept. I overslept. My hair is blue in the hair for the T-Mobile party. We've been there. We've done that. I see. Do you hear the jingle jangle of this SM58 microphone? Get out the way, Cotton Eye Joe. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? Podcasting. This podcast is due really well soon. Are you enjoying it? Is a podcast just a vehicle to say a thing, say another thing, and then say, well, yes. Well, yes. Is a podcast just a vehicle to say, I am on the struggle bus, look at my waist, period slay? What would you do if I told you she said yes to go? Then what? I have approximately 2 minutes that I want to talk. I'm going to use that 2 minutes to talk about Selena Gomez's upcoming album. I'm a little bit confused, but I love the energy. The singles are cute. She's a cute girl, and Gorgeous Devours cute. What is the gorgeous in this question? I have to say, these three singles are all giving something different. The first single is giving me something that I listened to once. The second one is giving me something that I listened to twice. The third single, Sunset Boulevard. We are so close, and that is devastating. How are we so close to something that is one of the most excellent? This is such a stretch. I am not embarrassed. How are we so close to something that is so compelling that we fumble all around the corners? This pre-chorus, big, big, hard, heart. Who was gooped? I was gooped. I was gooped. I was gagged. And then the chorus, who was loving it? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Everything else that's not the pre-chorus and not the chorus, we need to go back into the studio. We need to pretend like this never happened. I'm willing to let it go if you're willing to let it go. I think that we can make a Selena Gomez certified hit. A certified classic tiara. Because these verses, oh, and the bridge. I love Selena Gomez. What is that? It's a hat. A what type of hat? A crazy, crazy, funky, 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 junky hat. Overslept. Hair unslightly. Wait a minute. Whoa. Whoa. Trying to look like Keira Knightley at the trade negotiations in Naboo. It all makes sense now. What would you do if I told you that life is a circle? What would you do if my name is Mustafa Cowan? What would you do if I told you that I am the teeny bopper? What would you do if I told you that is too hard? Well, that's too damn bad. What would you do if I told you that I struggled, sweat, blood, tears to make this episode? What would you do if I told you that I'm lying on the floor in the RCC on the third floor in the room with the Mac computers? What would you do if I told you that this is approximately the 25th take of this podcast? What would you do if I told you that this is 25 minutes top to bottom? And we did it, Joe. Who loves it? If you love it, I love it. My name is Mustafa Cowan. This is the Teeny Bopper Podcast, episode 2. For now. Back to you in the studio.
Thank you, Moo Moo. That was definitely an episode of a podcast.